November 25th, 2020. This is Filmcast. This is episode 72. We're on tape this week. Coming to you from the lovely Crow and Dove House Studios deep in the wilds of Iowa. Indeed, we are on tape. Well, we're playing stuff from old tapes. I've been digging deeper into all these digitized tapes that I've been given, and I thought, I'm going to go all old school this week. I think with one possible exception that none of this has ever been released on CD. Some of this, the recording quality is a bit iffy, but the music is so good, and it needs to be kept alive. If you have music you think we should hear, and we need more music now that we're going out weekly, whether it's yours or someone else's, point us toward it. Bandcamp pages and websites, we're always playing new music. Look for us Wednesdays at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Central on KryptonRadio.com. Krypton Radio, sci-fi for your Wi-Fi. If you hear something that you like on the show, you can go to Philcast.com for links to all of the music that we've played on Philcast. Support Philk and Filkers, support independent music. Now let's get the music going. Annie Lore put out this tape quite some time ago, and she's working on getting it released on CD. When that happens, I'll buy one, and I'll post a link so you can too. From The Gray Cocked Hat, this is Annie Lore with As Sylvie Was Walking.
As Sylvie was walking down by the riverside, as Sylvie was walking down by the riverside, and looking so sadly, and looking so sadly, and looking so sadly upon its swift tide, she thought on the lover who'd left her in pride. She thought on the lover who'd left her in pride. All in the green meadows, all in the green meadows, all in the green meadows, she sat down and cried. And as she sat weeping, a young man come by. And as she sat weeping, a young man come by. What ails you, my jewel? What ails you, my jewel? What ails you, my jewel, and makes you to cry? I once had a sweetheart, but now I have none. I once had a sweetheart, but now I have none. He's a thorn and he's leave me. He's a thorn, he's deceived me. He's a gone off and leave me in sorrow to mourn. One night in sweet slumber, I dream that I see. One night in sweet slumber, I dream that I see. My own dearest true love, my own dearest true. My own dearest true love comes smiling to me. But when I awoke and I found it not so, but when I awoke and I found it not so, mine eyes were like fountains, mine eyes were like fountains. Silver and I'll steer towards the sun. I'll set sail for silver and I'll steer towards the sun. And my false love shall weep, and my false love shall weep, and my false love shall weep for me after I'm gone.
I'm going through my files and I see a folder. Valerie Housden. I wonder what it sounds like. The answer is wonderful. I've been going through all my old comic books last week, so this song fits perfectly into my life. This is Valerie Housden from The Lady in Veils with For the Innocents.
Sleep, my little ones, rest in peace. You have long beyond pain. The sentinels gave you release. Your memories all strange, like reaching for pie in the sky. I don't know if anything will change, but even so, I must try. They slew my little ones, killed them all. They murdered all of my friends. One by one I saw them fall, while we in camps were detained. Will Rachel's powers cover that range? I admit that I'm terrified. I don't know if anything will change, but even so I must try. Perhaps, my darling one, if we win and save lives on that fateful day, the love we shared may never begin. But that's a risk we must take. There's danger in this planned exchange with me when I was a child. I don't know if anything will change, but even so I must try. Jammer is functional now. I put myself in Rachel's hands and trust I'll come through somehow. The senator must not lose his life. This may radically alter the past, may prevent global nuclear strife.
Leathers is such a wonderful songwriter and such a wonderful interpreter of other people's songs. And I just, Graham, get your songs online. I bug him about it every once in a while. This is Graham Leathers from Delusions of Grandeur with Eyes of the Dragon.
Rikus was a dragon from a kingdom far away. He ruled the skies with emerald eyes. He'd steal your soul, they say. But Rikus was a carefree sort deep in his mountain home. His cave was high in a mountainside, carved in living stone. And when you look into the eyes of the dragon, you'll never know exactly what you'll see. And when you look into the eyes of the dragon, too many times you'll find a fallacy. Young and restless king heard of the dragon in his land, and thought that he could maybe see the destiny of man. So he set away to fight this mighty legend of the skies, to go and find the dragon and look into his eyes. Cause when you look into the eyes of the dragon, you'll never know exactly what you'll see. And when you look into the eyes of the dragon, too many times you'll find a fallacy. So they traveled across the prairies and through the purple hills, and everywhere they went they thought it was the dragon's will. They traveled many days along the rugged mountain trails, as on and on they ventured, determined not to fail. Cause when you look into the eyes of the dragon, you'll never know exactly what you'll see. And when you look into the eyes of the dragon, too many times you'll find a fallacy. Well, then one day the dragon came in soaring from the skies. With 4 feet on the ground, he still stood 7 fathoms high. The men pulled out their weapons to wait for fighting to begin, as he spread his mighty wings and flashed them all a dragon grin. Well, he read the people's thoughts, and he spoke to them with his. He asked them why they came here and what their problem is. The king explained the legend, and the dragon heaved a sigh. And then he asked if he could look the dragon in the eye. But the viceroy reached out to his king, touched his shoulder with his hand, and said to him, "Your Majesty, don't be a foolish man. For the dragon's gaze holds secrets mortal men should never know. Now if you've learned your lesson, can we turn around and go? 'Cause when you look into the eyes of the dragon, he will reveal the darkest secrets of your soul. And when you look into the eyes of the dragon, remember some things are just better left untold." But the king said, "I am ready." And the dragon lowered his head. He looked deep in the dragon's eyes, and this is what he said. "The dragon's eyes, they really are a lovely shade of green, but I don't see the future, is it in there to be seen?" And the dragon said, "And now you see, the legend isn't true. I merely am another little creature such as you. And when you look into the eyes of the dragon, I guarantee you won't see very far. 'Cause when you look into the eyes of the dragon, you'll just see things for what they really are."
More people who I wish would record. Mitchell and TJ Burnside Clapp are just marvelous. There are individual songs scattered amongst a bunch of the compilations that I have, and I want more. From Courtly Airs, Norris Con 3, this is Mitchell and TJ Burnside Clapp with A Modern Romance.
Experience, his name was John. Never one to look at girls, but what do we know? Artificial intelligence was what he worked on at a startup company in Cupertino. You might call him a lakeless note or a lonely kind of a guy, not the sort you'd read about in Us Magazine. But although he was often alone, he was the first on his block to own an intelligent telephone answering machine. "I can't come to the phone. Hope you'll understand. Leave your message at the tone. I'll call you when I can."
In the valley of Silicon, about 2 miles down, lived a girl named Ellen who'd given up trying. She comes to face with Revlon to hide her frown. Eyes full of biasine, floral tissue to cry on. She has an answering machine as well, a present from Christmas last. But the poor machine has no chance to use its talents. The futility of it all, it just squats there in the hall, waiting patiently for a call. For a
one night in San Francisco, John met Ellen in a disco, where you can learn some novel ways of using Crisco. Your evenings cease to be depressing, they kept one another guessing, the usual introductory chat and BSing. This in exchange phone numbers, and in their nightly slumbers, how they were sleeping peacefully. John's machine placed a private call to the machine in Ellen's hall, and was enchanted instantly.
When it heard, "I can't come to the phone.
Can microchips fall so in love so fast? True love at last."
Ellen's machine called back discreetly.
John's machine replied so sweetly. They knew they were in love, and so completely.
There was nothing that could compare. They found something so rare.
A wonder to be so compatible, at least in software. They'd have their hours dating through their computer dating, as they conspired in romance.
The messages were so enthralling, John and Ellen started calling
the foolish events who never stood a chance. So now John and Ellen are joined forever. Their machines as well are together. Days, if you call John and Ellen, here's what you'll hear: "We can't come to the phone. We're too busy having fun. But leave your message at the tone. We'll call you when we're done."
Now for a different sort of romance. Some may consider this to be mildly not safe for work, so put your headphones on. From OVFF Kilter, OVFF 7, this is Renee Alper and Stan Logan with Max Spouse.
The first time that I saw you was across a crowded floor. You were the model of perfection, just what I've been searching for. And as I ogled all your specs and checked out every line, I knew that it would not be long until I made you mine. They said your name was McIntosh, a fine old Scottish clan. I filled out all the paperwork and made a payment plan. I carried you o'er the threshold and took you to my room, and knew as I unwrapped you, I'd make my first entry soon. Kinda gives data processing a whole new meaning, huh? Married my computer, Mac McSpouse, and ever since you came into my house, nothing is the same, and my life's become a game. We'll work things out together, hand in mouse.
Oh.
When I come home from work at night, as tired as can be, I just can't wait to throw myself into your waiting keys. I give your screen a soft caress until the dust is gone. Then I put my arms around you, 'cause I love to turn you on. Oh, you've got the hardest drive and all that RAM. I married my computer, Mac McSpouse, and ever since you came into my house, nothing is the same, and my life's become a game. We'll work things out together, hand in mouse. Not everything's word perfect, every program has its bug, but every time you're down, I always try to bring you up. I push your buttons, but without your input, I would die. So share your memories with me. You're the apple of my eye. I married my computer, Mac McSpouse, and ever since you came into my house, nothing is the same, and my life's become a game. We'll work things out together, hand in mouse. Nothing is the same, and my life's become a game. We'll work things out together, hand in mouse. Computers, Can't live with them. Can't live without them.
I've never read anything by Spider Robinson, but I feel I know his work from all the songs I've heard. This is Jordan Kerr from Fire in the Sky with Callahan's Bar.
There is a bar called Callahan's. It's really quite a place. There's aliens there every night from every world and race. And when the puns start flying, as they do at quite a rate, not even steel-jawed robots can quite keep their faces straight.
Spider, oh spider, why won't you tell us where Callahan's is hidden, and we'll do our drinking there.
A time traveler comes in each week and buys a couple of beers. He drinks them down, then taps his belt and promptly disappears. Next week, same time, he's back again, still caught into the ears. He's been on one long bender for some 20,000 years.
Spider, oh spider, why won't you tell us where Callahan's is hidden, and we'll do our drinking there.
There is a guy with funny eyes, his name is Michael Finn. He carries quite an arsenal tucked underneath his skin. His masters had him programmed once to do the whole earth in, and the only thing that stopped him was a glass of homemade gin.
Spider, oh spider, why won't you tell us where Callahan's is hidden, and we'll do our drinking there.
Frigid blooded methane breather wandered in one night and announced to one and all that he was looking for a fight. Like said, I'll have no fighting here in any shape or form. With a single mighty blow, he knocked the fellow warm.
Spider, oh spider, why won't you tell us where Callahan's is hidden, and we'll do our drinking there.
A large gray wolf paced to the bar and ordered in a growl. Like dusted off an old brown jug, he gave a joyful howl. One swallow and this good man was quite a trick to pull. But the liquor, it was moonshine, and the bottle, it was full.
Spider, oh spider, why won't you tell us where Callahan's is hidden, and we'll do our drinking there.
Doc Webster, feeling genial, once told us of the day he mixed chromosomes from vegetables with canine DNA. He crossed Lassie with the cantaloupe, said, Mike, so what'd you get? Why, a melancholy baby and one hell of a startled bet.
Spider, oh spider, why won't you tell us where Callahan's is hidden, and we'll do our drinking there.
There is so little recorded Mary Burkey, and she and I have talked about that, and she's working on it. I've got a few songs from a few compilations. From Grandma Went Out with a Bang, this is Mary Burkey with I Had a Spirit Above My Degree.
To see
out when I pushed back the pin. All dressed in his best, my poor Owen ran in, crying, "Oh, now make haste, dear, make haste, dear," cried he. "Oh, the chapel's full up, our fine wedding to see." I looked in his eyes and I saw they were wild. With the sweet old pronouns that his mood I beguiled, till his heart broken father came over the lea with the keepers and took him, still crying, from me. My good man is gone, but God has proved kind. My boys are all steady, my girls of my mind. My prayers for my loved ones rise fervent and free, and between their two graves is one waiting for me.
There is not enough Sherlock Holmes folk. From Harlequinade, Nolacon 2, this is Brenda Sutton with Hound of the Baskervilles.
Hugo the rake, dark and wild as a storm, chased a maiden out into the night. The cry on the moor, as if strayed from hell's door, would not turn him away from his flight. His drunken companions who followed there found what thickened their blood with cold dread. The form of an ebony, a flaming night hound, Hugo's throat in its jaws dripping red. The hellhound is calling for Baskerville blood, as it's called all the ages before. If you value your life and your reason, my friend, in God's name, keep away from the moor. Sir Charles was loved by the sick and the poor, and gave freely to people in need. But his old heart grew faint when he thought of the moor and the creature that waited to feed. One night in an alley near Baskerville Hall came the cry, "Hang the charge of the hound." And Sir Charles ran there till his heart burst and all of his works were flung dead to the ground. Sir, the hellhound is calling for Baskerville blood, as it's called all the ages before. If you value your life and your reason, my friend, in God's name, keep away from the moor. Sir Henry is handsome, well-traveled and young, and he laughs at old stories and fears. But he's followed, a rock through his window is flung, and an old boot of his disappears. He's come to reclaim an old family home, but the noise I hear chills me with fright. It's the cry of the hound, and Sir Henry's alone, walking out on the moor late night. And the hellhound is calling for Baskerville blood, as it's called all the ages before. If you value your life and your reason, my friend, in God's name, keep away from the moor. In God's name, keep away from the moor. In God's name, keep away.
I played Tara Mitchell last week, the week before, I don't remember, but I'm playing her again. Also from Harlequinade, Nolacon 2, this is Tara Mitchell with The Pioneer.
Oh,
Kitty Babies shut down their store before I could get more Urban Tapestry. I'll add to the collection someday. From North Coast Cabaret, this is Urban Tapestry with Dreamchild.
Reality. once I thought I knew. But no matter what it is, it created you.
Judith Heyman put together the North Coast Cabaret tape. She's also a formidable force in folk. I play stuff from her CD, and I will play more. But this song isn't on that CD. From North Coast Cabaret, this is Judith Heyman with Kalar. Someone told me how to pronounce Bill Maraschello's name. Maraschello? Maraschello? I've lost that message, email, whatever it was, so I'm guessing again. Should have put it in my notes. So if you're that person who sent me the note, send it to me again so I can get it right next time. From his tape, Magnetic Elixir, this is Bill Maraschello with Santayana.
Santayana, blow your horn, hi-ho, Santayana. Your winds, they'll take me around Cape Horn, back home to Ireland, far away.
Oh.
talk about a scary combination. Steve McDonald and Mary Ellen Wessels. They do several songs on this tape, so you'll hear more in later shows. Also from North Coast Cabaret, this is Steve McDonald and Mary Ellen Wessels with Cold Butcher.
Cold wind howls across the tundra hard and deep. It cuts through to the bone, it makes your body weak. Hunt is all you must feed, or soon you'll die. Famine drives you on, you soon stop asking why. Cold reaches skin, hunger aches in bone. I am the answer, I am the knife. Fear me, or I'll chill you to the bone. Freeze now, or I'll turn your heart to stone. Touch me, and I'll kill. Take your heart. Wendigo. Heart of ice, soul of snow and hunger. You could become me. Starvation breeds my kind. Strength of storm, I'll murder and then drink your soul. Anger, fiery cold, the terror grips your mind. Sweet freezing warm, power in the cold. I am the answer, I am the night. Fear me, or I'll chill you to the bone. Freeze now, or I'll turn your heart to stone. Touch me, and I'll kill to take your home.
Looking for Filk events, house Filks, online concerts, and in any country. If you're doing an online show, let us know and we'll talk about it. We want Filkcast to be the place where you can find out about Filk everywhere. So what's going on? The Vintage Filk Preservation page is on YouTube. It has a long list of out-of-print tapes, so go check it out. Joseph Abbott will be live on Twitch every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Brian Baker will be live on Twitch every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Cheshire Moon will be live the first Wednesday night of each month at 8 p.m. Central Time on YouTube. The Euro Filk Circle will be November the 26th at 6 p.m. Central European Time. That's noon Eastern Standard Time. Starting November 9th and going until at least mid-December, Rhiannon Slark will be doing a concert every Monday morning at 10:45 Eastern Time on YouTube and Facebook. She also has a Kickstarter for her new album that has been funded. Thank you all so very much. But there are stretch goals, so go check it out. Festival of the Living Rooms, ShambanaCon, and Stay on the Couch are all November the 27th through 29th. Busy weekend. Performers include Michael Moonwolf Longcore, Randy Hoffman, Amy McNally, Talis Kimberly, Gwen Knighton, Steve Goody, Tim Griffin, Jeff and Maya Bonhoff, Barry and Sally Childs-Helton, Tom Turf, Carla Ulbricht, Kathy McManaman, Dr. Mary Crowell, Pierce Cowley, Yayla Schmidt, Michael McAfee, Sonny Larson, Via Bella, Dave Clement, and Moon Raccoon. And there's lots to be had at Stay on the Couch Con as well. You can check out their Facebook page. We'll have a link on the website. And if you're looking for online resources for Filk, you can go to friendsoffilk.org, organized by Cecilia Ang, or filkstreams.org, organized by Eric Distad.
Thank you, Lizzie, and our thanks to all of you for listening to episode 72. You can find playlists and links at philcast.com. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter. You can download us on most of your favorite podcast sources. We can be heard Wednesdays at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Central on KryptonRadio.com. Philcast will be back December 2nd. As always, send us requests, send us music, send us links to music. We're always looking for new stuff. Please let us know what you think of the show. You can leave comments on Blogspot or Facebook. You can leave reviews on iTunes. You can also email me directly at tiedyeeric@philcast.com. Please help spread the word. Changeling that she is, Heather Alexander has slipped away into the lands of Fae, but her heir continues her work, and her music is still on this side. From the tape, How Many of Them Can We Make Die? This is Heather Alexander with Happenin' Frog. Thank you for listening. Be safe. Talk to you again next week.
We'll start it out with a sing-along. That way, I warm up and you guys get entertained. You see, when you jam a lot of different kinds of music, you kind of pick up little pieces of each style as you go. Now, predominantly, I'm a Celtic musician, don't you know? It's not the red hair, it's the whiskey that doesn't. And here I am, I'm jamming with a bunch of bluegrass boys, no, don't you know? I've been playing bluegrass all night long. So I get into my little four-wheel Jeep, and I'm driving home. It's through a little forest area in California. Now, we don't have rain in California, but we do have fog. And the fog had gathered so thick in the forest, it was dropping from the needles like rain. So you could pretend it was summer rain. And I'm driving down the road, little dirt road, little four-wheel drive. And all of a sudden, came to a dead stop. Because there in front of me is my buddy. I break for these little fellas. Little frog. Happenin' frog in the summer rain. That sounded like a bluegrass tune. So I decided to write one. Don't have to make much sense. Bluegrass never does. You got a nice little chorus. You're all welcome to sing along. Happenin' frog in the summer rain, munching on flies and he can't complain. Calling Mr. Raccoon, are you still there? And he's answered back by the tortoise and the hare. Singing, hey, hey, what do you say? Let's all dance on the summer's day. Hey, hey, what do you say? Let's all dance on the summer's day. You guys are quick. How many of you were OBFF? Ah! Happenin' frog and he's singing a song. Making up words as he hops along, kinda like me. Finally sees Mr. Red Raccoon.
Oh, hi!
And together they make up a dandy tune. Singing, hey, hey, what do you say? Let's all dance on the summer's day. A ride gets picked up by the ocean tide. The waves they throw them out to sea. He can swim better than you or me.
Singing, hey, hey, what do you say? Let's all dance on the summer's day. Hey, hey, what do you say? Let's all dance on the summer's day.
Bird.
Oh no!
Screamed so loud, Mr. Raccoon heard.
Help me!
Mr. Rapkin comes then to settle the score.
And give him back,
cause that's what the froggy is friends are for.
Singing, hey, hey, what do you say? Let's all dance on a summer's day. Hey, hey, what do you say? Let's all dance on a summer's day.
Cap'n and Fox singing in the rain. Mr. Raccoon's got a new refrain. La, la. Together they're joined by the tortoise and hare. And there never was a summer night so fair.
Singing, hey, hey, what do you say? Let's all dance on a summer's day. Hey, hey, what do you say? Let's all dance on a summer's day.
Now, I'm a god. And now, you're a coat rack.